This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Thanks for checking us out. Here we are again with another Breakfast Buffet podcast from your friends here at KMFM. It's Gary and Chelsea, and what a packed podcast we have for you this time.
If you didn't already love pesto, you're going to now, because move over any other animal on the planet. Pesto is an icon.
We're here to keep you and indeed get you in the loop.
Shock of the week, Beetlejuice and the Teletubbies have something in common.
This was a shock.
You found the secret to eternal youth.
Yes, just listening to this podcast can help.
I think we're officially the agents of Barry-oke.
Yeah, I imagine pretty soon we're going to be very, very rich, taking 10% of everything that Sean Williamson earns.
You took cringing as a gig dad to a whole new level.
You can hear it's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster this time, so put your straps on. Make sure your headrest is in position. Do you have a headrest on a roller coaster? Probably not. But be ready. Keep your arms inside the carriage. We're about to press launch on this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast entitled
Beetlejuice, Beavers and Bilbo.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
A new thing to get obsessed with that's even better than Mudeng. I'm putting it out there.
All right. Let's just for people who haven't seen Mudeng, or like me, seen Mudeng but didn't know Mudeng was Mudeng. Mudeng is the shiny baby hippopotamus that's been wandering around on everyone's timeline. Okay, so Mudeng the hippopotamus. This is better, according to Chelsea Little. I'm standing back and waiting to make judgment.
He's called Pesto.
Okay.
And he's a fat baby penguin.
Bravo.
I think I've just got an obsession with fat animals. I think I relate. They're my people.
Is there anything you need to tell us about Pesto that, you know, more than just there's a fat penguin baby?
He's chocolatey brown. He's fluffy.
Yeah.
He towers over his parents by like a whole head.
Oh, and he weighs more. He's not just fat, he's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy. And he weighs more than both of his parents combined.
Wow.
And they affectionately dub him as a fatty, an absolute unit and a linebacker.
You can't call a baby penguin an absolute unit. I've watched loads of documentaries. I can imagine. But, and here, in his natural habitat, is Pesto the penguin. He's an absolute unit. That's never going to happen.
His caretaker is very protective, though. He says it's half fluff.
Is that why you've got big hair today? I wonder why you backcombed.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Shock of the week!
Now, this one's a little bit different because I found out something very bizarre, I feel, that Iggle Piggle, Dipsy and Bob from Beetlejuice all have in common.
Okay, so Iggle Piggle, he's the blue one that looks like David Cameron, the ex-MP. Yeah, he does, yeah. In the Night Garden.
In the Night Garden,
he's always got his little
TV
blanket
program,
and he wears like that. Iggle Piggle.
Iggle Piggle. And then Dipsy's the green one
green
from Teletubbies.
One. Okay, the green Teletubby.
Yeah, and then Bob from Beetlejuice is one of those.
Beetlejuice.
The guy with the really tiny head.
Oh, the guy who sits next to him in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's normal sized body, but
his head has been shrunk.
Yeah, that is a problem. Yeah, yeah. And it's about all three of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all played by the same man. There's a guy called Nick Kellington who's basically made a career out of being characters in suits.
Of course, why not? Of course,
but the contrast, imagine you're in Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Bob, shrunken head, then you're Dipsy with your little.
Tubby Tuster Custard.
And then you Iggle Piggle with your blankie.
Wow, that's an actor with range
there. That is right. He's also been Bistan in Rogue One.
Oh.
And Cloud in Star Wars. Don't know who those characters are, but he's played literally everyone, and no one has a clue who he is. He could walk past you in the street.
What a shock to find out. Bob and a Teletubby are the same thing, and that is the same thing as a gentleman called
Nick Kellington.
And that is our shock of the week.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Well, if you've got to get a train to work today, or you're just jumping on a train generally, obviously we know this time of year you can be delayed by leaves on the line, which always seems like, are you kidding me? There's a leaf that's stopping the train. The 400-ton train is being stopped by some leaves, is it?
Two leaves.
But the thing is, it is perfectly acceptable. The leaves are slippy, the wheels are metal, they can't get the friction they need. Can't go along. So they're getting some leaf-busting trains.
Yeah.
Network Rail are bringing in special trains that are going to clear the leaves. So it's excellent. Except, you know when they bring out the gritter lorries at Christmas, and around that time of year, they have to give them names, don't they, the gritter
lorries?
Oh, they
lorries. Do.
They're having a bit of that action. They're asking you to name the trains.
I love this.
Name the leaf-buster trains. They've got a final four here. Pulp Friction. Quite clever. Because you're pulping the leaves.
Oh, I quite like that.
And having the friction. That's quite good. Leaf fall weapon. Leaf fall weapon. Because the leaves have fallen and it's fall. If you want to do autumn in an American way. Autumn Avenger.
Ooh.
I quite like the sound of that, but it doesn't quite work
for
me.
It's not punny enough.
I think my favourite of these finalists is Control-Alt-Deleaf.
Oh, I love that.
That is quite clever. That is quite clever.
The first one that came into my head was Britney Shears.
That's pretty good, you know. Or Britney Clears.
Oh, look, we are wasted.
We are wasted. But that's what happens on Vodka Day. But it seems like people are putting together a bit of a leaf train playlist. Anything by Buster Grimes, which is quite clever. Don't Stop De-leafing.
I love that.
It's a little bit of a stretch. And Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Anti-Leaf Machiny has been... I mean, it's all good apart from they're not teeny weeny or yellow. But
I'm almost there.
Almost there.
I think they should blast out Cher going, do you believe in life after life?
Yeah. They could certainly try.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
It amazes me that people buy something that's really ridiculously cheap on the internet and then are shocked.
When it's terrible.
Yeah, that it's not what they thought it was going to be.
Falls apart. Isn't what it was, yeah.
The latest victim to this is a girl on TikTok whose TikTok name in itself is bizarre. It's called Frog in a Hat Girl.
Frog in a hat girl.
That's her TikTok
name. Not girl in a frog hat.
No.
That I could imagine, but frog in a hat. What? Okay, fine.
That's
just her name.
Point.
Okay,
that's her TikTok name.
Let's not get disturbed by that. Okay.
And she shared a video that she'd bought this croissant lamp for her friend. And I've seen the adverts for them and they look really cool. It basically looks like one of those classic curved croissants.
Yeah.
And then it lights up and it's a little lamp that goes on the desk. It looks really fun.
Well, it seems to do what it says on the tin there.
Right?
Croissant lamp. It's a lamp that looks like a croissant.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well,
she bought this, left it on the side, went out to get some wrapping paper, came back and there was loads of ants by her croissant. And she was like, stupid ants, it's not a real croissant. And then she noticed that they were disappearing into the croissant. With closer inspection, it turns out it was an actual croissant and they'd just covered it in resin. It wasn't a lamp at all. But the best thing is she's like, oh, I didn't realise that there actually wasn't like a plug and a thing to put it in the wall. So they just sent her a croissant, covered it in resin.
A painted croissant.
Yeah.
It's a lamp.
And they were like, it's a lamp.
And the fact that it didn't light up, that wasn't a hint to her that it wasn't a lamp.
She didn't check if it lighted up. There was no, like, switchy switch. If there was, like, because, you know, like, some lights are portable, so you don't need to plug them in. They've just got a little battery in there.
Yeah.
She didn't check for any of that.
Yeah.
It was just croissant.
It was just when the ants started eating the inner real croissant that it was given away. Well, thank goodness for ants.
Ants saved day in this
situation.
Proving
that they're brighter than that woman.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
The secret to eternal youth. There's a guy who's a biohacker, does things that are apparently going to reduce your, you know, your physical age somehow. It's all the usuals, food, sleep, exercise, hydration, get all those right. That's the main thing. Grounding is good, where you put your bare feet on the earth's surface for at least 10 minutes a day and then you'll feel connected and it'll help you stress and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
So, like, if you're running for the bus and you break a heel and your shoe flies off and you put your foot into a pothole full of water, there you are.
Grounding.
That's actually good for you. Isn't that amazing? Who knew? It says here, though, this is where I think we come into play. Find like-minded people. That's what it says. That's very important.
I like that.
Hello.
Here we are.
Lower your stress levels by connecting with people. Well, look, we've got a whole county all together through us
here. In one place.
And you're sending your messages and your socials and all that stuff, sharing your pictures, etc., etc. And then, finally, the most important thing, I think, have some fun. I mean, we can't help on that one, but we covered a few bases, I think.
Yeah,
well done.
Done pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
And I never thought a day like this would come.
Oh, no.
But I was catching up on Bake Off because I'm a little bit behind, so I'm trying to catch up because I know the latest episode's out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I love Prue Leith. She is fabulous. She wears all the most extravagant jewellery. She's always so brightly coloured. She's funny. She's witty. And I thought, you know what, me and Prue, at some point in life, we'd be besties, I know
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, you'd have one of those imaginary relationships with her, yeah.
Until she dropped the biggest mic on last week's episode.
Uh-oh.
And now I can't even look at this. I don't even know if I'm going to watch it tomorrow, quite frankly.
Wow.
I might boycott it.
Okay.
Because she committed the ultimate sin.
Yeah.
She said she doesn't like peanut butter. Prue! You share a letter with the food item. Your name starts with P. Peanut butter starts with P. You have stuff in common.
Yeah, yeah, that's
she
big.
Didn't even offer an alternative, like she's a fan of crunchy, not of smooth. That I can understand.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
have their preferences.
Yeah.
I get it.
But no type of it.
But no type of peanut butter. She's like, oh, I don't like peanut butter. She's like, I'm forced this cake down. She's missing out on Snickers. She's missing out on PB&J sandwiches.
Oh.
What is the point in you, Prue?
Those little chocolatey American ones with the chocolate and
the
peanut butter.
It's
not a Hershey, but it's
Reese's.
Those ones. Reese's.
All of this joy.
Peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's, the best.
Yeah.
Even just a classic dry roasted peanut at Christmas. Could eat buckets of those.
Not Prue.
Not Prue. She won't go near them.
Yeah, but no, think about it. If you are pals of her and you go out with her and there's like peanuts in a bowl to share... Hello, guess who gets all of them, Chelsea Little? Think it through, my friend. It's a win-win. Prue, we love you and we take it all back.
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
There's one thing we're known for above anything else. It is, of course, science news. Yes, let's bring you the latest on de-extinction. Do you know what de-extinction is? It is
stopping
what it sounds like.
Getting extinct.
Bringing them back. It's better than that. It's bringing them back.
Bringing
it's
them
Jurassic
back.
Park style DNA
no.
using and bringing back things that died out. You know, they're always talking about woolly mammoths. Woolly mammoths get all of the headlines.
They get all the attention, don't they?
There's other stuff. Back off, woolly mammoths. We're all sick of hearing about you. We've all been teased for too long. What we've got here is much more interesting. There's a giant beaver that once lived in North America, which they would love to get back alive. Six-inch gnashers. And if it, if it reared up on its back legs, it would be 5 feet tall. And they want to bring them back.
Why on earth do you need a giant beaver with massive gnashers?
Well, who said you need them? It'd just be fun to have one. But you think, right? Science brings back... It's only going to bring back a few, isn't it?
Yeah.
To start with, at least. So they're going to be very rare. And I imagine if you wanted to get one as a pet, it's going to cost money, right? You're going to have to know. Right, so it's going to be the celebs. It's going to be the influencers.
Yeah.
It's going to be those people you know that are always showing off. They've got the new bag, you know, that no one else has got yet. They've got the new car. You know those people? They've got the bling going on. They'll be there as well.
But this time it'll be like, look at my new beaver.
Yeah. Oh, where's Katie? Oh, no, I've just seen pictures of her again on the internet. Her and her 5 foot beaver.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Gig Dad strikes again. Yeah, so, right, I've, like most dads, been embarrassing my children to the point of cringe, particularly when it comes to taking them to gigs. So I'm the designated driver, take them to gigs.
Yeah.
So I took them to one gig, which was like 12,000 screaming girls, including mine, and about eight dads. And that was it. And me and the eight dads bonded in the queue, and one shouted across to me, and I shout back, yeah, I'll be singing nice and loud, don't you worry about that. Everyone cringed. Then there was more cringing when someone in the queue for a gig where the artist has a bit about kazoo in one of his songs.
Yeah.
They sometimes play along. Some of the crowd get kazoos and play along. The girl was playing a kazoo wrong. I had to tell her.
It
was my duty.
The kazoo
my
player.
Children cringed. My children cringed and half the queue cringed. Now.
You've got a 3.0 cringe.
There's a 3.0 cringe heading your way. So, kids, queuing up.
Yeah.
I dropped them already and there was going to be a couple of hours of queuing. And so I returned to the queue. And it's a queue that wasn't moving. It's just, you know, waiting outside. Then everyone goes in together. Waiting outside. I turned up with two of the camping seats. And I was like, did somebody say just seats? And of course, that was enough to like get the ice rolling.
Take out the whole queue.
But they sat in them and I made myself scarce. But then I returned. And they were embarrassed because I was back with them again, just checking they were all right. And then my brother turned up as well because he heard that we were going to be near where he lives. So he turned up to say hello to everyone in the queue. So he's got two of us now in the queue, humiliating my children, cringing them up to the max, giving hugs, asking all kinds of questions.
No.
When they just want to be cool.
Your poor children.
Then my mum and dad turned up as well.
No, they didn't.
Because they live just down the road and they wanted to see the girls as well. So they came to see in the queue if everyone's all right. It was like Christmas. If we'd have had a turkey, it would have been a Christmas get together. It was ridiculous. We were all in there humiliating them. The whole queue cringing. My daughters had their friends with them as well.
Yeah.
There were two friends with them in the back and they were trying to pretend to be invisible, as you imagine by this point. And they'd arrived a bit late. And you know how you let people in the queue go, oh, you know, they're with us. They're with us. They're not pushing in. They're with us. They'd done that. They'd done that for their friends. And my mum said, did your friends come here? Not knowing who they were. They said, those two over there are our friends. And my mum went, oh, hello. So have you been here ages as well? No, we've just come a little bit later. And this is my mum, top of her voice in the queue. Oh, so you've just muscled your way into the queue, have you?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Big shout to everyone in Sevington. Working there on the front line of border control. It's the inland border control bit, yeah. So, things come over here. They got checked through, make sure they say what they are, what they've said they are. A very important job. The trouble is they are having problems with plants arriving here and trees arriving here. You know, they're supposed to be imported and stuff. But, of course, there's bugs on them from other countries.
Oh, yeah, the creepy crawlies.
Yeah, and there's one that we've got to watch out for now, and it's no laughing matter, but it's dubbed the stink pest, aka the fart bug. I said it's no laughing matter. You're not listening. It's serious.
And
it ruins fruit crops. There's a gassy bug. It really stinks. And like our birds over here, like back in China where they come from, they're used to them. They go, oh, they're yummy. They don't smell good, but they're quite nice.
But we know they're delicious.
You know, like a ripe Stilton, maybe. Right, but over here, our birds would smell them and go, oh, that is hot. I'm not eating that. What do you call that? Stinks. So there's a trouble that they might multiply over here. So stink bugs, who even knew? The trouble is, right, here's what I think the problem is, why they are then going on to eat all our fruit and everything.
Yeah.
They come over here, you know, minding their own business.
Yeah.
Stink bug, fart bug. We're calling them names. Of course they're going to want revenge. If they come over and you go, oh, look, it's Simon, it's going to be fine. Just ease up on the name calling, everybody.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Kind of gone a little bit early on Halloween chat here, but then we need to be prepared because Chelsea's got an idea that in her apartment block, where they're all grown-ups, that they should have an indoor trick-or-treating door-to-door. Because you're in an apartment block, you're not going to get trick-or-treaters traditionally. So you're going to do it door-to-door up and down the apartment block, which is a lovely idea. But are you ever too old to trick-or-treat?
Bill from Strood said, absolutely not. He said, I'm 39 going on 13. I'll be over for my Haribo.
Hello, Haribos, please. Well, you know when the big people eat Haribos, they get baby voices because I've seen those adverts. That's what's happened to you.
Oh, yeah, that does.
You start talking like a little child, don't you?
Gemma in Maidstone said, no, you're never too old. And she said, although I do feel old now because my kids are all old enough to go out alone without me. She said, but I still decorate the front door and look forward to hearing the little knocks.
Oh.
She said, although some of the kids are about 16 or maybe older now.
Hello, got any Haribo? They've got a fag on the go. Pint. They come back from the pub.
They come back from the pub, stumble back. A little snacky snack.
Got any kebabs?
Mint sauce. Mint.
Oh, hang on. Can I just say, trick-or-treating for kebabs on the way home from
that
the pub.
That is smart.
Oh, I'm writing this down.
Chip butties as well. Add that to the mix.
All right, okay. We'll put that on.
Emily in Upchurch.
Sorry, we're going off-piste.
Emily in Upchurch is ahead of the game as well. She said, I just buy myself the candy and award it to me on Halloween or before if I can't wait. I'll tell you what, it's the multi-bags, isn't it? You look at them. Me and my boyfriend were in the supermarket yesterday and we were looking at all the Halloween stuff. And we were like, if we bought all of this, no one would know that we're not giving it to the trick-or-treaters.
No.
They would just think that that's what we're doing. But actually, it's going in our bowl the living room.
What you're forgetting is some people have a conscience and morals. That's the thing. What about Kirsty in Canterbury, though? What do you say, Kirsty?
Well, I think that if you're adult trick-or-treating, there should be for little alcohol miniatures.
That is genius, Kirsty. And I'm coming down to Canterbury immediately.
Much better than Haribo.
Cola bottle, no thank you.
No, that's not the kind of bottle we want. I'll go for tequila, thank you.
Can you get miniature tequilas?
Yeah, you can. And imagine how chaotic the trick-or-treating would get, because the more miniatures you have, the more realistic everyone's costumes start to look.
Maybe you clear off, you've been here five times. Miniatures all round. What a fabulous idea. Kirsty, you are a genius. Thank you very much for sharing.
Bye.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Okay, now you might remember last week we had Sean Williamson, Maidstone's very own Sean Williamson, on the show with us. Better known as the King of Barrioke. And Barry from EastEnders, and Barry from EastEnders from Extras. Anyway, when I introduced him as one of...
One of Ken's favourite sons.
Oh, 100%.
Who else is there?
You need to put that in your bio.
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Yeah. Don't, because I'll just keep going down the pecking order. I should have kept my mouth shut.
No, you're still ahead of Orlando.
You'd make a good Legolas as well in Lord of the Rings,
You would, actually.
You go with a bow and arrow.
Never had the offer yet.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Jackson, if you're listening,
they're rebooting.
They are
rebooting.
To do with 6 months in New Zealand.
Oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
Lovely.
Yeah, that'd be nice. What would you? Who would you like to be? You'd be happy being Legolas, or would you like to punt for
Bilbo or something?
Yeah, be Bilbo. Right, now, so we were larking about Mr. Jackson. He said, you know, if you're listening, what are the chances that Kiwi film director Peter Jackson would be in Kent to hear that broadcast? Yesterday, listening to Getting You Home with Robin Newmy. Over the weekend, spotted in Kent, just outside of Tunbridge Wells, where Kate Blanchett, who was also in Lord of the Rings, Galadriel, she lives just outside Tunbridge Wells. Apparently, her and Peter Jackson were seen having lunch together.
There's
a chance that Barry from EastEnders, you know, Peter Jackson heard him say, I'd love to be in it. Basically... We're his agents now. Guys, it is basically happening. And in fact, I've gone to the work of putting together what it might sound like.
We're gonna do it anyway. We're gonna do it anyway. We're gonna do it anyway. We're gonna do it anyway.
Fool of a Took.
Bilbo Barry.
Bilbo Barry, it's happening.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
King Charles has made a dramatic change to his routine.
Oh, yes.
But I think it's going to upset a lot of people.
Oh, no. Okay, well, bearer bad news, don't shoot the messenger, etc. What?
Because first of all, the article says, with reluctance, emphasis on reluctance, he has started eating lunch. Who reluctantly starts eating lunch for a first off?
I do.
Usually, reluctantly eat lunch?
Yeah, it's usually about 6:15 in the morning. That's that's why I'm reluctant about it, because I think I probably should wait. But, you know, when you're hungry, you're hungry. So what's this boy? He's not had lunch before.
Doesn't normally like lunch. He said it's an indulgence that he doesn't particularly fancy partaking
in. It's an indulgence!
That's
the last thing King Charles wants, any kind of indulgence.
He's like, it's not necessary, I'm good. So he hasn't been doing it, but they've told him he needs to.
Yeah,
so he's like, all right, fine. All right. I'll start eating lunch. Guess what his lunch of choice is?
It's a pickled onion and a slice of ham.
That would make more sense. He's gone for half an avocado.
Just half.
Does he not know the rules of avocados?
I don't know the rules of avocado.
The moment you cut that avocado open, you've got to commit to the full thing. The other half is going to go brown out of protest. It's just, you're not going to be able to keep it. You won't
Camilla's
be able to spread it on toast.
Don't worry, Camilla's having it.
Well, she doesn't like avocado.
Well, she's got to. He's the king.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. The arm of the chair moved. I didn't know they moved. And I nearly moved with it. Yes, what's going on?
Henry is now chief spider collector. Now it's getting colder.
Henry.
All the spiders are starting to come in house.
Okay.
And loads of people have been messaging on the group chat, can you please help me with this spider? Or I can't move. I can't get into my house because there's a spider right by the door. Henry has now dedicated himself as chief spider collector.
He's got
a dustpan and brush he particularly likes to use.
Oh, yeah.
Sweeps them on up and then he just takes them outside.
Well done. Well done, Henry. I think he could monetise that wider across Kent. There's be a few people now, probably more than a few, who would say, yes, let's get that Henry.
And see.
And so get him around here now. De-spidering.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some have dustpan and brushes.
Some have dustpan. Yep, exactly right.
And earlier on in the week, I talked about how we're going to try and do the great trick-or-treat in our apartment building.
Yeah.
Because we're really sad that we don't get trick-or-treaters because obviously we're all indoors and you have to fob to get in. So we said we'd do like one inside with all of us. But you flagged quite an important issue here.
Yeah.
That if we all go trick-or-treating at the same time, no one's going to be in to trick-or-treat for.
Yeah. See, I see the problems before they happen.
So I put this in the group chat and was like, look, we need to take this seriously. We've noticed an error here. Pam has taken it upon herself to create a schedule for us. And so she's going to dedicate it floor by floor and then in number categories. Because obviously there's quite a lot of apartments in the place. So,
right,
you know, we're going to be in categories so that we can rotate. And she's creating a schedule. She's going to put it in the chat.
Well, this is excellent. this is above and beyond. Again, that could be something that could be patented, some kind of Excel spreadsheet that everyone could share. Well done, Pam.
Well done, Pam. And then a bit of a terrifying one, but it is spooky season. Creepy Dolly is back in the lift. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah, I do.
This might have even been this time last year. Someone thought it'd be funny to leave a Creepy Dolly in the lift.
Yeah.
And none of us knew who put it there. No one ever actually admitted to putting it there. But after October ended, the doll disappeared.
Yeah.
So it's back. And
is it definitely the same one?
I'm convinced it's the same
one.
Okay. It's got that same creepy look in its eye.
Yeah.
Its hair's just a bit more dishevelled this year.
Well, you would be too.
But they've put it in a slightly different place in the lift. So before she used to sit on the floor,
right.
But now she sits on the little
handrail bit.
And she's been propped there and she scared the absolute life out of me.
How do you know? She might not have been propped there.
She might just be sat there.
She might have climbed up there.
Don't. I went to go in the lift this morning and I nearly screamed the whole building down. I took the stairs. So it is helping me get steps in.
Oh, well, there you are, you see. Dolly Dearest helping the fitness. That's what it's all about. Maybe that's why someone's put it there. Or, like I say, she just wandered in there herself.
No, stuff. I can't think about it.
And she can't get out because she can't reach up to the button, can
no,
she?
Don't.
She can't reach up to the first floor
button.
Well,
if she shimmies along the rail a little bit, she could get to the buttons.
Okay, well, next time you get in there, she'll have probably shimmied a little bit.
Don't. I don't like it.
No, well, there you are. It's company. You should be thankful. Well, what a spooky, eerie, but also possibly money-making WhatsApp group chat there. Well, thank you for sharing this week's WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Did you almost fall over again?
Oh, no. I was scared by the dolly.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.